This is Anthony.
Hello, Anthony.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. I'll be as brief as possible. I'm working from putting your problems aside. And my issue and my question is, how can I trust my wife when she has not discontinued her, hopefully, only professional relationship with a colleague she had an emotional affair with? When they serve on the same boards, attend the same conventions around the country, and work together on a contractual basis to
okay,
expand
let me just
their
interrupt you. I get the question. I can already answer it. Is your wife listening to this as well?
She is not. She's actually at a meeting in 90 miles away with this colleague and their teams.
Is she interested in the answer to this question? In other words, is she asking the question as well or just you?
I am asking the question just me.
So she won't be listening to the answer.
I'm on the Lone Ranger track.
Got it. I understand. Okay, and are you it sounds like you're relatively new to the program?
This is my third week.
Okay. So I'm just going to answer very briefly because there is a significant section in the program that answers this question extensively. It's an audio file that is on your members-only website. It's in that amongst that list of like 120 audio files. It's called How to Rebuild Trust. If you bought the digital download version of the program, it's also on your digital download page. And there's about a 30-minute discussion on how to rebuild trust that'll answer this extensively. Let me give you an executive summary, just a brief answer. Your question is, how can you trust her if? And then you explain the situation. And the answer to the question is, you can't. Trust is not a choice. Trust is a natural, spontaneous experience that is born of trustworthy behavior. In other words, if your wife behaves in a trustworthy way, then you'll trust her. You don't choose to, you don't decide to, there's no calculation or analysis, you just do. Similarly, if your wife does not behave in a trustworthy way, you won't trust her. You don't decide to, you don't choose to, so choose not to, you don't decide not to, you just don't. So whether or not you trust your wife is not up to you. It's up to your wife. Do you get that? It's revelatory. It's an amazing point because people don't really think that it's just a switch that they can turn on. Okay, I'm going to trust you or I'm not going to trust you. You have nothing to do with it. You don't get a choice. You're not in control of whether you trust your spouse. Your spouse is in control of whether or not you trust your spouse. And in this instance, that raises the question then, what does it mean to behave in a trustworthy way? I mean, if I'm saying, and this is absolutely true, if I'm saying that trust is not a choice, instead it's just an experience born of trustworthy behavior. If a person behaves in a trustworthy way, we trust them. If they don't, then we don't. Then it raises the question, the very compelling question, what does it mean to behave in a trustworthy way? Because a lot of people will say, you know, Mort, I don't understand what you're saying. I have been trustworthy for a year. And my wife, my husband, still doesn't trust me. So what you're explaining doesn't, you know, not true in my case. So the mistake that person is making is they don't understand what it means to behave in a trustworthy way. They think they're behaving in a trustworthy way, but in fact there are behaviors that are not trustworthy, and they don't realize it because they don't know what it means to behave in a trustworthy way. That's what I get into in depth in that audio file is what are the pillars of trust? So in your example, Anthony, your wife is behaving in a way that violates one of those pillars of trust. And as long as she does that, as long as she behaves in a way that is not trustworthy, you won't trust her. Trust is one of the few qualities in a marriage that cannot be impacted by either person in the marriage. Let me say that differently. I talk a lot in the program about how one person can take action and influence the direction, the momentum, and many qualities in the marriage. And that is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. Without your spouse's participation, cooperation, or reciprocation, you can affect and change so many qualities in the marriage. The quality of intimacy, the quality of closeness, the quality of gratitude and appreciation, the quality of priority, the quality of privacy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Your unilateral action makes a huge difference regardless of what your spouse is doing and how they respond. Now, of course, if your spouse is on board, the impact will be greater, but that's a different point. But trust is the exception. The only person that can impact, that it can improve the trust in the marriage, is the one who breached the trust. However, the one who breached the trust, whether or not they decide to do the work to improve the level of trust, is often a matter of motivation. And very often, that person who breached the trust can be motivated to do the work to rebuild the trust because the other qualities in the marriage are improving. Did you get that? So, again, your spouse, in your case, Anthony, only your wife can choose to rebuild and improve the level of your level of trust of her. But you can impact whether or not she's motivated to do that by affecting and improving many of the other qualities in the marriage. If the other qualities in the marriage are upgraded and the whole marriage becomes more valuable to her, then she will be motivated, more motivated to rebuild the trust. But if those other qualities in the marriage are broken in the same way the trust is broken, then it's unlikely she'll be motivated to do that work.